When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the peen hits your face and you don't know what to do, that's amore.
And we've all been there in that second scenario.
You ever been hit like that? I mean, I have nothing to hide anymore.
Yeah. Actually, I don't think I've ever been peen slapped. Now that I'm thinking about it, no one's ever done that.
Not like slapped, but just like it's dark, you're fumbling around, and then you're like, oh, that's not. This is my cheek.
Penises feel so weird.
They're really soft.
Yeah. And you're like, what is this?
Yeah. It's cool skin.
It's so cool.
It's like untouched skin.
Yeah. Except it's been like touched a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially in high school and college.
I'm Phoebe Robinson.
And I'm Jessica Williams.
And you're listening to a Two Dope Queens bonus episode.
Hell yeah.
And this episode's all about first loves. Aw, like,
that's cute.
So cute, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to hear all about me and Jessica's romantic adventures, plus the story of how we lost our V cards, and a set from Ted Alexander recorded live at Union Hall, baby. And I honestly could not get over Ted's story.
Yeah, it was a real Ted talk.
You've been waiting to say that all season.
Dude, I was like, I had a boner since I saw we were talking about Ted. I was like, this is a joke. It's coming. So thank you, everybody, for sitting through that. Anyway, this is going to be a rom-com, but for your ears, enjoy. Well, the theme of the show this evening is first loves.
Ooh.
And that's really exciting. Phoebe, tell me a little bit about your first love.
My first IRL crush, this was grade school. It was my gym teacher.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Mr. Knapp with two P's. And
What did he look like? Like, what do you remember?
I mean, he looked, you know, like a Midwestern like gym teacher. Cool, so it was cool, like cool, kind cool. of like you could tell he like played football in like high school.
Yeah.
And then like stopped working out as much, but still had
converted.
the muscle converted. Right.
Yeah.
So he was like nice and like kind of doughy.
Yeah, it's cute.
He was like mad cute, and he's always wear like these like khakis and like white like Reebok sneakers and
like a PE teacher.
Right, total PE teacher look, yeah. Total vibes. Uh-huh. And I didn't realize this until I went home, or I didn't remember this, but I went home for the holidays, and my parents showed like I wrote a book about him and I.
Cool.
No, it's like, no.
I don't know what to say to that, but go on.
It's totes and probes. So I wrote, like, I was, I don't know, maybe like eight or nine-ish.
Uh-huh.
So I wrote this story, but my family were all like, we were royalty. We lived in a castle.
That's kind of cool.
And I was like this really cool, like badass princess.
Classic.
And I think my brother gets kidnapped. Uh-huh. And by an evil witch.
Jesus.
Yeah, this
got
real.
Under there, yeah.
This got real. Yeah. And then I was like, oh my God, I need someone to help me. Help.
Yeah.
And so Mr. Knapp came and like saved the day. And like the last page of the book, it's like us like, and like we got married and like us just chilling in bed. Like, I don't understand.
Shit.
I know, but it was
I bet that happens all the time though.
I know.
I'm
but
sure
my parents,
it happens all
like,
the time.
If my kid wrote that story, I'd be like, we're going down to the school and we're going to have a fucking conversation. But I like fucking won like an award for that in school. They're like, oh, great story.
And you should have won an award for sure.
Right.
It's a little red flaggy.
It's a little red flaggy. But yeah,
that's hilarious.
That was the book. And so it's like, we live happily ever after. And like, I drew like a little four post bed. And
that's
we had
cute.
Like
I think I've seen like photos of this, by the way.
Yeah,
like, you've shown me.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's this little Strug City. That's cute.
Yeah, it's a little yeah.
So yeah, it was really cute. My first love. I remember when I was in like first grade. I had this crush on this guy named Damien, and I heard that he liked me. So, and I had liked him like mad hard. Like, I was writing his name in notebooks. I was writing his name on my homework, which was a little red flag to my teachers.
Right.
And
was it just like hearts? And
yeah,
then
just
name?
Like
okay.
hearts and like
okay,
Damien.
That's
what I did.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, not like, oh, I want your skin. Like, I want to peel you.
Right,
like,
right,
you know,
right.
2 + 2 = 4.
Right.
No, and so then he was coming up to talk to me in the sandbox, and I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So I started talking to my brother, my little brother. My little brother was really into karate.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, Damien comes up, and I'm like, oh, my God, JJ, like, talk to me, like, do something. And JJ just drops down on the splits and then punches Damien in the nuts.
Oh, no!
And I said, no! And so Damien was crying on the floor of this, like, on this, in the sandbox, and then my little brother got put on timeout.
Ooh.
And that was that. Like, that was, like,
that
a heartbreak.
Things,
you know, he
didn't
talk to me after that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then what about, like, your first time having sex? Did you have any sort of, like, how was it?
I mean, it was fine.
Cool.
It was super, I mean, it was cool. I was 24, just nice. Turned 24.
Nice.
I heard someone go, I can hear you.
Somebody's whispered like,
I can hear you.
Damn.
I can hear your judgment.
Damn.
So.
This is why she didn't want to tell us this story.
Who was it? It was, I know it was a guy.
Come on, take it easy on them. Come on. Whatever somebody says negative about you is a reflection of themselves.
I felt the bass in that judgment.
And it was definitely a solid, like, damn. Like, somebody said damn.
Like, damn. You wait a long ass time.
Fine.
It's like, I know.
But since we're in a safe space, like, we tried to make it a safe space, we'd appreciate if you, like, respected the room. You know what I mean? Like,
if
people's germs.
Right.
You know
just
what I mean?
Like, support our stories and our histories.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so I was 24 and I was with another comic. And yeah, it was cool. Like, he, like, played Sade.
Ooh, which, my girl.
Right?
Which one, like, just the whole, like, greatest hits?
I think it was, like, if I remember correctly, it was a greatest hits album.
I love the zone. I love that zone.
Yeah, so it was, like, real cool and, like...
It was, like, a quiet storm.
Yeah, it was, like, really, like, nights. Like, we did a show, and then we, like, hung out, cool. And then we, like, made out at a bar, and then we, like, went back to his place, and he lived in Jersey at the time, I believe. You guys, you know what?
And you know what it is? It's the same person.
Like, did you guys all, like, fuck a golden dildo when you lost yours?
It's, like, so judgy.
Do you guys all have a mate? Like, were there unicorns and fucking rainbows shooting out your assholes when you lost your virginity?
And it's, like, deep in the house tonight, too. Like, we can't exorcise that demon.
Yeah. You guys are a bunch of judgy mofos.
She was like, I fucking lay down in a mansion.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So
cool.
Yes, he had a nice apartment in Jersey, and I'm not ashamed.
Dude, don't even fucking worry about the haters, dude.
Right. That should be the name of a Lifetime movie. He had an apartment in Jersey, I'm not ashamed.
Yeah.
That would be a great...
It's fine.
Right? That is such a Lifetime movie name.
It's fine. So, yeah, but finish your story. Go ahead.
So Sade was playing, and so this is kind of, I haven't met anyone else this has happened to. So I lost my vaginal virginity and my butt virginity, like, that same night.
What? So you went from 0 to 100
edit
in
post.
No time.
yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah. So I think maybe that's why I'm so, like...
Shit.
Chill with butt sex. I'm like, it happened the first time out the gate. Right.
You got inaugurated, and on the first night, you got the launch codes. They gave you the launch codes after you put your hand on the Bible and you did all that shit. Wow.
Right. So
yeah,
that'll
do it.
That was so it was like it was a pretty chill experience.
That don't sound chill. That sounds high octane. That sounds like the Fast and the Furious 1 through 7.
It just happened. Like, it wasn't.
What? It just happened. So you were like, thank you so much. Like, that was my first time. It was lovely. And then he was like, babe, I want to try something new.
No, so it was just...
And Sade was like, you're mine. In the back. And you said, it's time to slip it in my butt. I'm ready for this.
No, that's not. That's...
Like, I hate this story, dude.
Why do you hate this story?
This does not sound tight. It does sound tight, but it doesn't sound great.
No, it just... I can't remember because my memory is so bad, but I feel like...
Oh, yeah, I bet. You just pushed it.
No. I'm pretty sure what happened is we were, like, doing it, like, doggy style. And then he might just be like, bloop, bloop, and like, you know. Just like the jumpy sound like on Super Mario Brothers, like bloop, bloop. Like that's what it might do.
So he bloop blooped in your butt.
Right, right, right.
So did you go, did you express anything? Like, well, you expressed something, but were you like, oh, big surprise, or oh, okay, or well, I guess this is happening now.
Yeah, I think it was like one of the, like, bloop. So I was like, bloop, bloop. Oh, okay. Right. You know, like when the train like jerks to a halt, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
I hate this.
Why? No, this is us sharing.
Yeah.
I've never told you this. This is like a huge bonding moment.
Yeah, this
moment.
Is a big deal. So.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you notice the fucking girl didn't say anything about that, so. Wow.
Yeah.
Bloop, bloop.
Bloop, bloop. But yeah, he was very gentle with it, so it wasn't
like... He was
bloop, bloop. Right.
Oh, my God. We need to stop.
We got to edit that part out.
Yeah, we got to have a conversation after this. We about to get canceled.
I know, right? My mom is going to write
a very angry letter.
Yeah, my mom is not going to be happy.
No.
So your first...
My first time was certainly not like that. Anyway, late in life virgin, was terrified. So mine was more like, you know... Very like Maxwell, like, mm-hmm. I hope you got a little life left
in
you.
Oh my God. Wait, you know, Maxwell like intense, was playing?
No, but it felt like it. You
that's
know what
awesome.
I mean? So just intense eye contact, you know, and just
so
the passion. Yeah, it was really cool. But there was no, like, I remember afterwards being terrified that I was going to hell. Like, I felt so guilty and I felt awful. That I had to like kind of work through it for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I had to like be like, okay, so am I gonna die or not? And it's fine. I'm like, good now.
You're still here.
Oh, yeah. And I have laid myself down many a night since then, and I feel really good. Really good about it.
You're gonna get ready for that bloop bloop.
I will never.
And now, a quick word from our sponsor. We're back. Put on your pants and get ready for this story from Ted Alexandro about true love.
I recently had an old love come back into my life. 10 years ago, I dated this girl who I really thought was the one. And she didn't. No, she did too, I think, but she had job opportunities in Italy. She was in fashion design, and she had job opportunities over there, so she broke up with me, and she went over there. So, like, 10 years went by. You know, it was, like, on again, off again for the first few of those 10. But then there came a point where, like, I kind of, like, just pulled away and said, I can't really do this anymore, so I just moved on. So the last 5 years had no contact between us at all. So around Halloween, I got a text message saying, how are you? And I recognized her number. I recognized the area code. You know how, like, when it's, like, the person? You're like, ooh, I know that area code. Right? But you still kind of want to, like, you want to be a man? Like, oh, want to be a man, keep it together? Like my father and my father's father before him. But inside I was like, dear diary, you'll never guess who's back. I'll give you one clue. Area code 908. Okay, I'll tell you. So she said, how are you? And I was like, today or the last 7 years? The answer to both is fine. But she said she was moving back to New York, and she had an art show. She's an artist, and she had an art show in Brooklyn, and would I like to come? So I said yes, and I went. And it was great to see her. Like, as soon as we saw each other, it was like, oh, you. But I wanted to kind of, you know, I wanted to kind of, like, have it a little bit arm's distance, because you can't just be like, I'm here. So how are you? How's your family? Oh, good. Italy? Oh, that's nice. But I was excited. So then we wound up going to each other's families for Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas. And now we're living together. Yeah, we decided to take it slow. No, it feels good. It does. I called my uncle, he's a bit of a, he's a bit of a mentor, and he's kind of a mush too. You know, you call the right people when you need like the right advice. I'm not going to call the hard ass when I'm falling in love. Because I had plenty of those friends who were like, don't let her break your heart again. I'm like, break my heart again. I'm 46. I don't care. They take my fucking, my heart doesn't even barely work anymore. I don't really feel much. It'll be nice to feel something. Oh, she'll break my heart. But then my uncle, who's kind of mushy, said, he said, you know, go for it. He's like, there's so little love in this world. You got to go for the love. I said, well, thanks. I'm gonna. And then I said, don't you still live with Aunt Mary, even though she divorced you 20 years ago? He's like, yeah, but never mind that. Just go for the love. I'm a straight man, and occasionally I still, like, feel a little weird around certain guys. You know what I mean? Every now and then you're just like, oh, hi. I don't know what it is. Like, there's this guy that works in the bagel shop in my neighborhood. He's got the most piercing blue eyes. Like, I cannot even look him directly in the face. Like, as the line moves up, it's like, I hope I get him, but I also don't hope I get him. Like, my heart is beating faster. Finally, I get up to the front. I'm just like, cream cheese, you decide. I don't know what it is. I'm not sexually attracted to him, but I just want him to like me. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Give it up for Ted Alexandro!
Yay! Tuto Queens is produced by Joanna Salataroff. Our team includes Rachel Neal, Jim Poyant, Paula Schumann, Alex Overington, Joe Plord, and Shanoa Estrada.
Our theme music was composed by Jeff Brodsky. My fart was composed by a kale salad.
Ooh, that kale salad is one of the best in the biz.
Yeah.
It's a Meryl Streep of salads.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow us on social? Because you should, especially if you want to find out when season 2 launches. Durr. Find us on Facebook to get all that hot T-Dub Queens gossip.
Do you love our show? Go to your podcast app, subscribe, and rate us. Please and a spank you.
Why do I?
I'm like sitting in my own fart. There's like no dignity here. What would you do if you're like hooking up with somebody and they just had a cold penis?
Always winterize your pants.
Like how cold?
Like 40 degrees. I don't have a good gauge.
I'd still be in. I'm always in. But it'd be like a cool sensation, you know?
Maybe.
It'd be like...
Maybe.
It'd be cool.
Maybe.